It is 21 minutes now in front of 5 o'clock. Steve Bertrand here on Chicago's Afternoon News. We are celebrating in the city of Chicago as the Chicago Sky had their big parade and rally at Millennium Park. Kev, I saw J.B. Pritzker dancing today. So
yeah, all of the politicians were dancing. You had Preckwinkle up there, Pritzker, Mayor Lightfoot.
He didn't look too bad. I got to give it to him. I know Kev is following that. We've got some National League Baseball playoffs as well. He'll have more coming up at 5 o'clock. Right now, it's time to say hello to Dr. Jim Adams, the Chief Medical Officer for Northwestern Medicine. Our visits are sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in the pursuit of better health care. Dr. Adams, how are you?
Very good, thanks.
Thanks for joining us today. I want to start by talking about boosters a little bit. In fact, Dr. Ngozi Ezike from IDPH was asked about that today. The FDA or CDC both perhaps are going to be making some decisions on mixing and matching boosters in the coming days. Here's what Dr. Ezike had to say.
There is an NIH study, which many people maybe have heard referenced, that says that there may be a benefit from, quote, mixing and matching. Again, we are just following official CDC recommendations at this time. I think the CDC and the FDA are likely to weigh in on that. We probably don't have that. We don't have that decision as of today.
But do you know where we're headed when it comes to this, Dr. Adams?
So I think the general consensus is emerging that just get a booster. It doesn't matter what type. If you got Pfizer, then Moderna, Moderna, then Pfizer, 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 it's all fine. If you get the same, you get different. It both really boost the immunity, and if you're 6 months out, and especially if you're high-risk occupation or have underlying disease, definitely get the booster.
We're talking to Dr. Jim Adams, the Chief Medical Officer and Senior Vice President, Northwestern Medicine. If you got a question for the doctor, give us a call, 312-981-7200. You can text as well, but it's always easier to understand each other if we're actually talking to each other. Explain for me how it is that, or the efficacy of these boosters, I guess, is the best way to put it, after 6 months. I mean, the idea that we're going to, not a booster, but the initial vaccine, the idea that we're going to get a booster doesn't mean that we're back down to zero protection when it comes to booster time, correct?
No, if you got the vaccine, it's great. Your body has been exposed, and definitely you're going to have some level of protection. But if you get the booster 6 months out, it's proven safe, and it really gets the antibody levels high to provide much more security. So it's really a strong safety measure.
We were talking to Dr. Murphy from Northwestern yesterday, and he talked about this concern that there might be a Delta Plus variant and another surge in our future. Do you share that concern?
Well, so that's one of the reasons that the boosters are being promoted, because this Delta Plus variant having high levels of immunity seems great. But it's not been in the United States, and we're going to see the emergence of all these variants and variants of variants. But whether they take hold and spread widely is unclear. The current Delta variant seems so infectious that it's going to crowd out everything else. Bottom line, don't worry about it. Keep your immunity good.
It seems as if we're doing better in Illinois, certainly in Chicago, I should say that, better in the Chicago area than in most spots. But, you know, Doc, I was in Ireland last week. They're at 90% vaccinated, fully vaccinated when it comes to adults. Why is it just reluctance? Is that the reason we're so far behind?
So I think, honestly, I have friends and family that exhibit reluctance, and a lot of it, I think, is not so much the virus. They just don't want to be told what to do, fiercely independent-minded people. So I think it's time to just relax, get immunity, and get vaccinated. You're either going to get COVID, which is really tough, or you're going to get the vaccine, which is really easy.
Our phone number is 312-981-7200. We're going to squeeze in one quick call here and now take more a little bit later. Ron, what's your question for Dr. Adams?
Hi, Dr. Adams. Hi, gentlemen. I had the J&J back in March, and I'm wondering, should I get a booster or should I just get the two-dose Moderna?
So there's a little academic discussion going on there. My opinion is talk to your doctor, get at least one shot of the mRNA vaccine. You'll get an immunity boost even from that. And if your doctor wants you to get the second based on your condition, then so be it.
Ron, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. Dr. Adams will be here after the commercials to continue answering your questions. 312-981-7200. We'll start with Mary Vandeveld. It's going to get a little cooler, isn't it, Mary? It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. We are talking to the expert, Dr. Jim Adams, the chief medical officer for Northwestern Medicine, is on a phone line, and we're taking your calls as well. We'll start with Mike. Mike, welcome to WGN.
Hi, doctor. I have a question. I got my booster about a month ago. We went to one of the drugstores. I won't mention the name, but the one that seems to get them all. And I got the booster shot before I was actually qualified. I'm actually 78. I got the full dose. Now they're recommending a half dose. Should I be worried?
Oh, don't worry. Good for you.
Or am I doubly protected?
You're definitely protected. The booster dose increases the immunity 5 times to 25 times. With a full dose, you got the high end of that. You're in good shape.
All right.
How long should I wait before a flu shot?
Oh, don't have to wait. Get it right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Actually, no, Mike. Get it right now. We'll wait. Let us know how it worked out for you.
Actually, I'm outside the drugstore.
Well, give us a call back then. Thank you, Mike. It's 312-981-7200. Linda, are you outside the drugstore? Hi, Linda.
Hi. No, I went to the drugstore because I had an appointment. I'm 69 years old. I'm a type 2 diabetic, not taking insulin, and I filled all the forms out at Walgreens. I got a confirmation number. I went in today to get my booster shot, and I was told, no, I can't get it.
Well,
and they gave me this. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The CDC has said people over age 65, underlying medical conditions, or high-risk occupation or high-risk living conditions. So you should be eligible. Maybe they decided you were too young or too healthy, but you do qualify.
I'm 69, so I'm not too young. And as I said, I filled out the form, and I got a confirmation from Walgreens saying your appointment's today at 4:30. And when I went up there with all my IDs and my paperwork for my 1-2 of Moderna, the pharmacist said, no, I can't get it. And he basically said that the CDC is not allowing me to get it. So I'm confused.
Well, I think I'll try again because you do meet the eligibility criteria for the booster, and I'm not sure what was going on there. But the CDC criteria are as we described, and you should qualify.
Give it another shot, Linda. Thanks for the call. Doctor, I've got a text here. And I don't know if that's from someone who's a supporter or a detractor, but the question is, ask the doctor about ivermectin tablets for COVID. I don't know if they want you to disprove the rumor or if they believe in the rumor, but go ahead and answer the question.
Boy, I wish that would work. In the Petri dish, the ivermectin kills the virus, but when you put it in people, it just doesn't seem to have an effect. They use ivermectin all over India. It really just didn't prevent the hospitalizations and the deaths. I wish it did work, but we're looking for evidence every which way, and it's just not showing any strength.
All right, let's try. We're going to go to Michelle on line 4. Hi, Michelle.
Hello, doctor. How are you?
Good, thanks.
I'm calling with a question. My son and daughter-in-law are expecting my first grandbaby. We are all fully vaccinated, and we've just had discussions about, you know, is it important that visitors of the baby be vaccinated? How important is that?
I would strongly suggest that everybody be vaccinated. We don't want any breakthrough infections. You never know people's levels of immunity. Yes, everybody should get vaccinated. And the pregnant women have a low-grade relative decreased immunity because of the pregnancy. So I would definitely ensure everybody is vaccinated.
Michelle, congratulations. That's great news.
Thank you. Yes, we're going on a family vacation probably about 6 months after the birth of the baby. And we're just wondering if we have to make sure everyone is vaccinated who attends the vacation with the baby. You know, having that discussion. So.
I think it's probably a good idea, doctor. What do you say?
It's a great idea.
Thanks, Mary. I appreciate it. 312-981-7200. And I think we're going to get one more in. Ed is on the phone line. Ed, how are you?
Good, thanks. Doctor, I had the vaccine back in May, and my shoulder where I had it was sore, but it's still sore today. Is that uncommon, or is that something to maybe expect?
No, the shoulder soreness really should go away. Be good to just get that looked into to see why it's sore. Make sure that the shot was administered properly, because usually it's an issue with shot administration rather than the dose itself.
Dr. Jim Adams is on the phone with us. Yep. And, Doctor, one more text. Then someone said similar to that, that they still have ringing in their ears after being vaccinated with the second shot of Pfizer. Is that unusual?
That is unusual. Not seeing or hearing too much of that. It'd be great to have that evaluated to be sure of the cause.
Fantastic. Listen, Dr. Jim Adams, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks for your help today.
My pleasure. Talk to you later.
Dr. Jim Adams, the Chief Medical Officer for Northwestern Medicine, Senior Vice President there. So you were talking to the very top.